An early morning plane crash near Anchorage has claimed four lives. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, the Cessna 172 accident is currently under investigation.
National Transportation Safety Board investigator Sean Williams said the plane took off from Birchwood Airport Wednesday morning and crashed at about 9:05 in a densely wooded area. Investigators have determined the model of the plane, which burned on impact. Sean Williams.
The type of aircraft has been identified as a Cessna 172. The tail number was confirmed to be November 63541. There were four people on board. All four people sustained fatal injuries.
The area of the crash is located off a muddy dog sled track about a mile from Birchwood Airport. Williams says preliminary information indicates the plane took off from the airport, but why it crashed is not clear. He says the investigation is made more difficult because the airplane fragmented when it hit trees going down.
The debris field spans about 100 yards.
And the fire consumed important details.
Everything from fuel lines to avionics to anything that could be inside the airplane.
Investigators have recovered the bodies and next of kin have been notified. Anchorage police have identified the victims as pilot George Kabelnik, age 54, co-pilot Christian Bohrer, age 20, and passengers Sarah Glaves, age 36, and Kyle Braun, aged 27. Williams says the NTSB plans to recover the wreckage on Thursday and take it to storage for more detailed evaluation. After that, investigators will know more. He says so far there is no evidence of a flight plan and the destination is not known at this time. Williams told reporters at an impromptu press conference that the airplane was capable of carrying four people. Williams says further investigation will focus on the pilot, the plane itself, and the environmental conditions at the time of the crash. A representative from Cessna is expected to arrive this week to help in a, quote, detailed engine examination. I'm Ellen Lockyer.